Let's open with hymn number 3. Forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And our iniquities.
Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. And of judgment. We beseech thee, enlighten our hearts that we may confess our sins. Through faith in Christ, obtain everlasting righteousness, and in all our trials and temptations, retain this consolation, that Christ is Lord over the devil and death and all things, and that he will graciously deliver us out of all our afflictions, and make us forever partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson for this day is found in the 49th chapter of Isaiah, the 1st through the 15th verse. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver. In his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and My God shall be my strength. He said, It is a like thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a like to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to bring to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of waters shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle for this Cantate Sunday is found in the first chapter of James, the 16th through the 21st verse. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Here ends the epistle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Hallelujah. Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. Hallelujah. Chapter of John, the 5th through the 15th verse. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, Whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Here ends the gospel. We confess now the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now hymn number 406.
Amen.
grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this morning is found in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, the 10th through the 16th verse. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time held my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, by thy word enlighten us with thy Holy Spirit, that our blindness may be lifted and we might see thy way, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Christian friends, Jesus our Lord must go his way to the Father. He could not remain on earth to dwell with his disciples as a man dwells with his family, nor as an earthly king rules over his people. For in the Father's grand design for the salvation of the world, it must be that Christ Jesus takes away his visible presence from the world so that he can be present in a more intimate and powerful manner than before. He sends to us his Holy Spirit, who works mightily within us and among us. So he told his disciples, he must go away. And none of them asked him where he was going, because the mere thought of their Lord going away filled their hearts with sorrow. Their sorrow was misplaced, but it was understandable. When a dearly loved friend announces that he must go away, the only thing that he can leave behind is his memory. We sorrow when we part with such friends, because they are, after all, mortal. While they are gone, we can only remember their voice, their face, or their companionship. And since all of our times do not belong to ourselves, but to God, we do not know whether we will ever see our friends again. For the Lord may choose to end their sojourn on this earth at any time. There is no greater friend than Jesus. And with great friends comes great sorrow when they must go away. But Jesus is not like our mortal friends. For when he departs, there can be nothing better for us. For he has promised to be with us in a more personal and powerful way than would otherwise be possible if he remained among us just as he walked with his disciples. The Lord Jesus is not like other men. He can go away and be with us still. No, not like we mean when we say that our friends are in our heart or our memories. Much better. He can leave the world and yet be present in it everywhere. He can ascend to heaven and yet rule the nations with an iron rod, as if he were there, visibly present, giving his orders and commands. And most precious of all for us, he can give us his Spirit, a dear friend and comforter, who will remain with us forever, speaking the words of our Savior in our ears, moving us with holy thoughts, inspiring our hand to great works of love and charity, teaching us to abhor evil and love good, revealing unto us the will of God, and imparting to us understanding and trust in our Savior, by which we are saved from our sin, from death, and from the enemy's power. The disciples did not yet understand how it could be better to have only the Spirit of their Lord, but this was well before they learned just how mightily God works through the Holy Spirit. Now, dear friends, here we are in the world, after Jesus has ascended, and what do we see? Sorrow often fills our hearts just as it did the disciples. But so also does joy, gladness, and singing. Whence comes the sorrow? It comes because we do not often see the hand of the Lord moving among us. We do not perceive the working of His Spirit. We see rather our own sins. We see the oppression of the truth and the persecution of the saints who confess it. The Lord declares in verse 14 of our lesson, I have for a long time held my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. But why then should we sing? Because as our God continues, now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. In other words, our enemies only seem to prevail against God because He is patient, not because He is gone, not because He has left His people and pays them no heed. We rejoice and sing because we know that God is with us, even when we do not see Him. Even when we are filled with the faith of Christ, we are still as blind men in this world. But how much more blind would we be without Christ? Without His Spirit, we do not know the Lord rightly, or see the path unto eternal life and righteousness. Left to ourselves, we can only stumble about the earth and fall. But though we be blind to the working of God's Spirit among us, we are not alone. Jesus has sent the Spirit of truth to us. Where we did not see our own sins, the Spirit of the Lord showed us His commandments. And by them we learned that we and all men are unholy and vile. In our blindness, we did not know the mercies of our God. We could only assume, and that correctly, that God hates us for what we are. But the Spirit of God takes our hand once more as a true comforter. Shows us a path that we did not know existed. It is the path of forgiveness and grace. It is the way, which is Jesus. Did not our Lord declare that I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. On that path our blindness departs, and what is darkness is now glorious light. What is crooked and treacherous is now straight. Plain. The hidden knowledge of God, which can only be known through His Spirit, is that God is gracious and full of compassion for poor sinners. He loves them with an everlasting love, and He mercifully saves them. Nevertheless, the hidden path, known only by the Spirit of God, is a narrow way, because there is no room there for our pride to lead and to guide us. The gate unto eternal life is narrow, and there are few who find it and enter. And that is not because the way is too hard, or it asks too many good works of men, or it asks that they need to be such and such in their degree of holiness, but because the way and the gate is Christ alone. And no one can find that gate and enter, unless God the Father, which has sent His Son, draw Him. Therefore, our only guide on the path of salvation is the Spirit of God. And if we for a moment let go of His guiding hand, the darkness would overcome us immediately. We would leave the only path of salvation, for after all, it is a way without Him that we do not know. and we would blindly blunder about once more, trying this thing and then that in a vain attempt to save ourselves. After all, if a blind man does not know the way, what else can he do? Either blunder about or accept the guiding hand that once more can lead him rightly. The only way to walk the path of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, is to be led. One could well say that when it comes to the path of salvation, better led than dead. For truly there is only death apart from the leading of the Spirit of God. But where does the Spirit lead? Where do we find his hand that we may grasp it? It is sad that many look to their own hearts, their inner feelings, or the thoughts which pop into their heads uninvited for the voice of the Spirit. You might be surprised to learn it, but nowhere in all of God's Word is there a single word about looking into your own heart for God's voice. But what do we hear? Psalm 119 declares, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Always in the Scriptures, God teaches us not to trust the thoughts of our heart, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, but rather to believe his word. We may hide that word in our heart and be led by that word in our memories, yet even then it is still God's objective word. We can go to the Scriptures at any time to verify that our memories of his word are true. It is not so with anything else that men may call the Spirit of God. You have no way of knowing where the thoughts or feelings or movements of your heart come from. To follow some inner light is the same thing as leaving behind the hand of God's Spirit and wandering around in the darkness. What does the Lord say? He says, "I will lead them in the paths that they have not known." He will lead. We will not lead ourselves. This promise would be false if God were to leave us to our own notions and thoughts, trying to sort out which things came from God, which from our own sinful nature, and which from the devil. What kind of leading would that be? It would be as if we were standing there with three doors in front of us, and like the game show Let's Make a Deal, have to guess which door is the right one. No, if God has promised us that he will lead us on the unknown path, it can only be that he will lead us certainly, surely, in an unmistakable way, a way which is not subject to the wit and whim of our hearts. The only objective leading which God has given to men is his revealed and written word, and his visible sacraments which he instituted in his revealed and written word, that we might be saved. There is the hand by which God leads us. There is his Spirit. Anything else that pretends to be the Spirit of God is an imposter. At best, it is the foolish ramblings of the human heart. At worst, Satan himself attempting to deceive and seduce us. And it does not matter which of those two it is, because the end is death, either way. But Jesus has not left us in death. He has given us the Spirit of life. God has given us a promise. "These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." This promise is made without conditions, and God cannot break it. Jesus told his disciples, "I will send the Paraclete to you, the Helper, the Comforter." In him, God has kept his promise, and you, my friends, are the proof of it. Your faith stands today. Nearly 2,000 years later, where Jesus has not since been seen with human eyes, because Jesus has given you his Spirit to lead you on the path of salvation, which is by faith in Jesus Christ. God who has kept you until this day will preserve you until the end and will not leave you nor forsake you. For if in Christ Jesus he gave his dearest treasure unto eternal death, and raised him from the dead, how could he not also finish the work in you which Christ Jesus died and rose again to achieve. It is for this reason, even though we lack the ability to see or to feel the work of the Holy Spirit among us, that we can yet sing a new song unto our Lord and declare his praise to the farthest reaches of the earth. For there is no one who has been exempted from the promise of salvation which is in Christ Jesus. The word of our Lord has been preached in every nation, in the rugged wilderness, in the cities and towns, in the mountains and valleys, in the jungles and the plains, in every continent and island. There is God's Spirit proclaiming Christ Jesus, the way which men did not know, the way unto everlasting life. And there where the glory of God has been declared among men, God has made for himself a people who speaks with one voice, giving glory unto him who has redeemed them from the wrath of God against all sin. Where then is sorrow? Though it is often with us for a season, it must finally depart. For God's glory will bring us joy and gladness, and that is his sure promise. Therefore, let us join together with the angels and the saints of every age and sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise unto the end of the earth. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. His righteousness he hath revealed in the sight of all the nations. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus, bless these gifts which are given unto the work of thy kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who did send thy Son into the world not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many, and who didst raise him by thy glory when he had offered the one sacrifice for sins forever, grant us a sure faith in him, that we may possess the blessed hope of eternal life. We thank thee for the multitude of thy mercy, and pray that we may ever be mindful that every good and perfect gift is from above and comes from thee. Teach us that thy mercy is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear thee, and that there is no variableness nor shadow of turning in all thy kindness and compassion. For thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank thee for the revelation of thy divine truth in Jesus Christ, Pour thy Spirit upon us through the engrafted word, that he may make known to us thy desire to redeem fallen mankind, and enlighten us with thy pure doctrines, that we might be justified by faith and sanctified by thy Spirit. We thank thee for the gift of thy church, the fellowship of all believers. Keep it in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Give it steadfast obedience to thy commandments. Preserve it in union with Jesus Christ and continue it in conformity with the inspired teachings of the apostles. Shower thy blessings upon it everywhere. Protect it from all its enemies. Prosper it in all its labors. For the gift of the home we give thanks to thee. Let thy Spirit dwell in each house, that love and tranquility, joy and consolation, strength and virtue may reign in undiminished glory. For the gift of our noble and pleasant land, accept our thanks, O God. Stretch forth thy holy arm to defend it inwardly and outwardly from all who would bring it shame and reproach by reason of sin, from all who would overthrow it by strife and rebellion, and from all who would assault and destroy it by war. Great art thou, O Lord, and great is thy goodness. Mighty art thou in all thy works, and glorious is thy salvation. Help us now and always to receive thy gifts with gratitude. Hear our prayers. Grant us thy graces. And finally, receive us into everlasting communion with thee and with thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. We sing the mystery hidden from the eyes in the bulletin insert. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world. Who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Sing hymn 188.
Oh.
Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.